I think that all those who think there's a poor man's Oncotype assay out there are deluding themselves. I was in the room when it was called the PACT-1 trial. I actually wrote the design up regarding there being several risk strata, and we could perhaps randomize the intermediate group, but how were we going to get to those risk strata? And we looked at all the literature on Ki-67, all the literature on grading, and on ploidy, and all the other things that have been looked at. And it was very clear there was totally inadequate precision in those assays to design a prospective trial. I mean, Ki-67, please. 15 years of attempts to create a Ki-67 assay failed and continues to be a big problem. I use that assay in my lab, but just in terms of biological endpoints and studying things. But as a clinical assay, it's a nightmare. What the qPCR brought to the table was precision. When you have a patient in front of you, they have a binary outcome. You either relapse or you don't. That individual doesn't have a gray zone of risk. They have a binary outcome, and you're trying to predict that binary outcome. So if you look at that risk score, I think that you can identify patients whose outcome is pretty binary. They're actually the lowest risk end, right? Because it looks like there's a very low risk. So you can say to them with about 95% confidence that you're not going to relapse from your breast cancer. And I think that's a very powerful thing to say. And I don't agree with you.
What did I say?
Eric, because you said that the Taylor X trial assumes that we've all accepted the study.
It doesn't say we've assumed we've accepted.
What the subtle point I would like to make is there's an observational cohort, which is the low-risk group, where we're going to confirm prospectively that they're truly low-risk. And I think that, to me, to be able to define that group and be confident about that is a very big step forward. And I'm very pleased that it's there, and I will want to fill that group, if you like.
But with the evolution of these new signatures that are coming, as Mark says, is it really going to be sustainable to do long-term accrual and prospective trials employing this signature? You know, are people really going to apply this signature? And
which signature?
The Taylor X. I mean, is Taylor X going to really go?
Well, Taylor X is going to have a data set that will be very, very rich.
And I don't think anyone's 2016, by the way.
Yeah. I don't think anyone is suggesting
if any of us are there.
That's the point. That's my point.